Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Broadcasting from the No Static Attic, I'm Dave the Rave, bringing you a brand new edition of my Relics of Rarity show. First official weekend of summer. Yes, I think I'll get underwater. The great sound of the Frogmen on the Candix record label kicking it off today. Being underwater, especially when it's really hot outside. But 1961, the band out of Los Angeles, California, the Frogmen. Top 50 record called Underwater. Yes, and from being underwater to some vanilla fudge. Take me for a little while. Take me for the whole hour. Relics and Rarities.
Just takes you further from
Top 40 for the Vanilla Fudge. Of course, a great version before the Vanilla Fudge of that song by Evie Sands. Top 40 there in late 68. Take Me For a Little While. Here's a former Day of the Rave discovery of the week. The great sound of the Knight Brothers.
I have tried every way I know how.
Lord knows to please her.
I must have cried a thousand times. 'Cause the girl just don't care.
Oh, the girl just don't care.
The girl just don't care anymore.
Tried so hard.
Yes, I did.
Tried so hard to please her.
Thought I could bring to her love and consolation.
But somehow I only brought tears.
I can't deny that through the years I've been hoping and praying.
That will never break up.
Oh, I know, I just don't care anymore.
Tried so hard to please her. Tried so hard to please her.
Her weight's just cold reactions. Her kiss, no satisfaction.
Turn it loose. Cuts like a knife. Knight Brothers, Mercury 45. Love it. I tried so hard to please her, but there was just that communication breakdown.
We never walk. We never talk. We never find the time to be close again. There it goes again. Communication breakdown. Communication breakdown. Too much concern for money to burn. Too many things to do. Now you don't need me, and I don't need you. Communication breakdown. Communication breakdown. One by one, they fade. Now the leaves of love cling to the ground. Communication breakdown. Communication breakdown. Too much too soon, too much temptation in a hurry. It's a sad situation, too much worry. I can tell. Communication breakdown. Communication breakdown. There it goes. Communication breakdown. Communication breakdown. When it's right, it's so right. When it's wrong, it's too late. Communication breakdown. Communication breakdown. I can tell that it's over now. Communication breakdown. Communication breakdown.
One of my favorite Roy Orbison tunes. I don't know if it's as great as I think it is, although I think it's a great song. It might be that I just simply relate very much with that particular record. Late 66, early 67, peaking on the Billboard charts at number 60, MGM 45 for Roy Orbison, and a great one indeed called Communication Breakdown.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Sure Shot 45 from Big Joe Long. Tune called Just For A While. I hope it's not too long of a while. Peter Reeves getting tired of waiting.
So tired, tired of waiting, tired of waiting for you. So tired, tired of waiting, tired. Nobody till I met you. But you keeping me waiting all of the time. What can I do? It's your life and you can do what you want. Do what you like. But please don't keep me waiting.
Tired of waiting, tired. what you like. Please don't keep me waiting. Please don't keep me waiting. Cause I'm so tired, tired of waiting, tired of waiting for you. So tired, tired of waiting, tired of waiting for you. For you.
Of course, you were patient enough to wait for yours truly, Dave the Ray, with my Relics of Rarity show. But you don't have to wait any longer, because guess what's here?
Relics and Rarity!
Now's the time to say that we're through. Now's the time, because I'm through with you. You're treating me so bad.
Sound of the Hollies, yes, on the B-side of their 45 Stay. Now's the time. Yes, it's time to go surfing.
Hey, Mom, if any of the guys from my baseball team ever call me on the phone to ask me to play in an important game, just say their captain ain't at home. Tell them I'm surfing.
Don't care about hitting home runs.
Tell them I'm surfing.
Don't care about
fun, fun, fun. I'm trading in my bat and ball, say I'll see them in the fall. Surfing. And if that pretty little girl from across the street, who's been bothering me for days, to go swimming in her pool, well, her pool's real cool, but it hasn't got 10-foot waves. Tell her I'm surfing.
She's a mighty, mighty cute girl.
Tell her I'm surfing. If she was my company, I'll be out in wind and sea. I'm going surfing. Last year I had a summer job, and all day long I had to run around. But now I can't afford a new surfboard, and all summer long I'm gonna bum around. So just pack me a lunch and I'll be on my way. Oh yeah, there's one more thing to do. If the mailman comes with a letter from me, just forward it to Malibu, where I'll be surfing.
Just drop it in my 34.
Tell them I'm surfing. I won't be home for days. I'll be riding the waves. I'm going surfing. I'm going surfing. I'm going surfing. I won't be home for days. I'll be riding the waves. I'm going surfing. I'm going surfing. I'm going surfing.
They made a great surf album and some great surf singles. The Fantastic Baggies, P.F. Sloan, Steve Barry, number one in Hawaii and Australia as well. Tell them I'm surfing.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol. glow of love most everywhere. I'll be the moon when the sun goes down, just to let you know that I'm still around. That's how strong I love you. Whoa. That's how strong I love you. Swimming when you were here, and I'll be the rainbow after the tears are gone, wrap you in my colors and keep you warm. That's how strong my love is, darling. That's how strong my love. You can. I'll be the breeze after the storm is gone, to dry your eyes and love you on. Oh, that's how strong my love is, baby. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is, darling. That's how strong my love is again.
The Big O, Otis Redding there from early 1965. A great double side of 45. That's How Strong My Love Is, along with Mr. Pitiful on the other side of the record.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
It's more than the tears and heartaches I put you through. You said that you forgive me and you'll give me one more chance. Well, thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. You don't know how glad I am. You really made me happy.
Smash, it's my second Sure Shot 45. Joey G, 1966, ABC Paramount record label, and I love it. It's called It's More Than I Deserve. To bring you the sound of Mr. Don Covey.
Let it hang out, baby. Let it hang out, not the
great record, and always buried on the B-side. Yes, in 65, Don Covey had it on the B-side of one of his records in March of 66, I guess, actually. And later on, it was a great B-side by Steppenwolf. But that's the original version. There's Don Covey in a great song called Suki Suki. Well, last week, this is my Mystery Oldie 45. You had to figure out who's doing the record by calling me up at 609-948-HITS. 609-948-4487. You could also, you could have emailed me, dave@davetherave.com. Let's give it a listen. We'll find out if we've got ourselves a winner. The mystery record from last week's show. Mystery Oldie 45. Gimme Some Lovin' on the Phillips record label. The Jordan Brothers, a group out of Pennsylvania. And yes, that guy down there in South Beach, Florida, Miami Santi, he contacted old Day of the Rave. He called me up at 609-948-HITS. You can call me up as well. That's the number to call. And of course, if you have a great lost request, same number, 609-948-4487, or my email, dave@davetherave.com. But Santi, he knew that it was the Jordan Brothers. And the story behind that record, at least according to Pat St. John from the 60s on 6, he says that, you know, the Spencer Davis group, of course, did Gimme Some Lovin' first. And Stevie Winwood from that group actually wrote the song. But they had kind of a different version that they put out over in England. And the Jordan Brothers covered the Spencer Davis group version with their own version, the one that you just heard. And Spencer Davis heard the Jordan Brothers version, and then they re-recorded the song and released it in America more like the Jordan Brothers. That's according to Pat St. John, and he's pretty knowledgeable. So if that's true, just a little tidbit for you on our Relics and Rarities show.
Dave the Rave drops the needle on another great 45. More Relics and Rarities from the No Static Attic.
Up by the third window from the right, two flights up by the third window from the right, the third window from the right, two flights up, that's the one with the shade pulled down, that's the one where I do my crime.
that's me. That's where two shadows used to be. That's where me and my heart keeps yearning every night. That's where I pray for your returning every night. Two flights up by the third window from the right. Two flights up by the third window from the right. Now there's one shadow on the shade, and that's me. That's where two shadows used to be. That's where me and my heart keeps yearning every night. That's where I pray for your returning every night. Two flights up by the third window from the right. I'll be there. Two flights up by the third window from the right.
Come on,
love that record. You don't dig that? You're at the wrong place. That is a great Stone Smash of a record indeed there. Dean Barlow on the Leske record label. And it took me a long time to find that particular 45, but what a great record indeed there. From 1961, Dean Barlow, Third Window from the Right. I'm Dave the Rave here in the No Static Attic. It's my Relics and Rarities show. The great hits and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio.
This is Dave the Rave. The number one blue-eyed soul brother from the No Static Attic. This is Dave the Rave.
Music power.
Funky.
This is Dave the Rave. Home of Relics and Rarities.
You've got to understand.
That's a definite joy. Yes, from 64 on the Joy record label, a group called the Barbarians, later known for a regional hit record called Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl, a group that featured a one-handed drummer the Barbarians, their first 45, You've Got to Understand. Dave the Rave with my Relics and Rarity show. Sound of the Zombies.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color.
First chart entry for the Zombies there, late 1964, a number two national hit for them, and She's Not There. Well, it's time for Dave the Rave's Mystery Oldie Record. It's where I play a record, and just for fun, you got to tell me who's doing the record. We play no prizes, just the pride of Relics and Rarities. The number to call if you've got going to take a guess, 609-948-HITS. 609-948-4487, or you can email me, dave@davetherave.com. Now, this mystery record was never a top 100 charting 45, but it did get a lot of regional airplay, so that's why I thought it's a reasonable mystery record. Played on WMCA in New York, WIXY in Cleveland, WKLO in Louisville, Kentucky, WQXI in Atlanta, Georgia, and a whole bunch of radio stations, including WARM in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, WIBG in Philadelphia, and just a whole bunch of stations played this particular record, but it just never quite made it into the top 100. But if you know who's doing the record, once again, call me up, 609-948-4487, Mystery Oldie Time, and good luck.
Off to work we go, just keep on singing all day long. Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho. For if you're feeling low, you positively can't go wrong with a hi, hi ho. You hear the drummer, so follow us, and you can never go wrong. We'll paint you over with pixie dust if you'll just sing this song. Hi ho.
Mystery OV 45. Who's singing a record? 609-948-4487 or email me, dave@davetherave.com. Yes, I heard you singing out there.
Go ahead, turn it up and sing along. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 100,000 plus 45s here in the Relics and Rarities vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. Late 64 for this one. Definite Dave the Rave Discovery of the Week, because you don't even find it in the record guides. Very little information about this particular 45. Late 64 on the Daydell record label, a record label distributed by Jamie Guyden out of Philadelphia. Jackie Gardner, I Knew the Girl. Write it down. It's Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week, a 45 arranged and conducted by a personal friend of mine, the great Jimmy Wisner. Yes, the same guy that arranged and conducted this hit record by the Cowsills.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. She smiled up at me, then she took my hand, and we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy.
She had made me happy.
sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
When did she go?
All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
I love the flower girl too. That's what they should have called the record. I think Jimmy Wisner told me that they were supposed to call it I Love the Flower Girl, but it ended up being called The Rain, The Park, and Other Things. Great big hit record with the Cow Sills. And I hope I made you happy today, because I know I was definitely happy. Anytime I get to dig into my boxes of cool 45s and sprinkle in a lot of really cool hit records, I'm having a blast. I really do. Dave the Rave here on the No Static Attic for my Relics and Rarities show. Bring you the sound of Howard McGee and the Blazers on the Whindley record label. I got a blaze on out of here. I'm out of time. Had a blast. I really did. Don't forget to take a guess on my mystery oldie 45, or think of a lost 45, like Daniel Kilbacki from Bear, Delaware. He's always coming up with some cool records like that Otis Redding record we played earlier. And once again, you can email me, Dave@DaveTheRave.com, or dial me up, man. I'll take your call at any time. 609-948-HITS. 609-948-4487. Yes, and you can check out archive shows at my website, www.DaveTheRave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.